Here he's back from a desolate island in the blue Pacific. The defender of all that is good in our 401k retirement account, swooping in to make sure businesses' actions and intentions are in alignment with plan design, working hand-in-hand to combat the evils of self-dealing, self-interest, and make sure that employees' interests are protected. He is the 401 Crusader. That's Jay Belt. It's always good to have him with Integrity Pensions. Welcome, Jay. Where are you at today?
Well, I'm actually in the blue Pacific, Leonard. I'm in Honolulu.
Oh.
Yes, I had a ridge.
Yeah. You wave over to Reg. Have a Singapore sling or something.
It's Hawaii Day for Financial Fridays.
Now, you're not down it's there for Hawaii the Maui Day. Invitational, are you?
No, unfortunately, Scott. I'm at the we just finished the 16th annual ERISA Update Seminar by Sal Tripodi.
Okay.
That's terrific.
I won the big raffle prize. I won the ERISA outline book, about a $900 service for next year.
I thought you were going to get a luau with part of the hind quarter of the pig or something,
or well, Wahoo or something,
guys, because it's raining here and it has been for the last 2 days, but it's fresh
rain
and I can see the ocean, so that's all good.
Now my parents were down there a couple days ago and they said it was unusually hot and humid and not like a normal Hawaii visit, so they were surprised.
Yeah, it has been very humid, but the rain, you know, it's just nice and fresh, and all the plants and the flora and fauna are thriving.
Yeah, it's got to be a beautiful day. So you have any other plans to go to any of the other islands at all by any chance?
No, I'm actually headed back to Las Vegas tonight because tomorrow is the in-state rivalry in Arizona. It's for the oldest college rivalry trophy, the Territorial Cup. It goes back to 1899.
Ooh,
that's the cast of the devils,
so
isn't it?
I'll be in Tempe watching the University of Arizona play Arizona State University.
Yeah, you got to hope the devils will beat up the cats. So
I hope so. They'll be bowl eligible for that sixth win, so we'll see. You know, guys, there's a lot of excitement here regarding just new plans. A lot of employers have been doing pretty well, and smaller employers in particular are looking for some tax advantages, and a way to save tax is to make a tax-deductible contribution to a retirement plan.
That is for certain. You better be on top of it right about now because it gets a little bit late here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, you're right, Scott. This is the time because once we hit December, a lot of things take some time. We can be pretty quick with a plan document, 3 or 4 days for ourselves to actually document the program. It must be signed no later than December 31st. So if you haven't met with your CPA or other financial advisors, now is definitely the time to consider a new plan for 2015.
So what are the favorite plans being adopted right now? Are you seeing the regular 401k or defined benefit or what?
In two plans, actually. 401k plans are still very, very popular. But also that one defined benefit plan called the cash balance plan has also been very popular lately. And sometimes we do both plans where it's a means to provide employees not only a benefit from their own contributions, but from employer contributions. So the employer would make contributions to the cash balance plan, and then employees could make their own contributions to the 401k, and possibly get an employer match there as well. So a lot of flexibility for each employee to help define their own retirement monies.
You know, it's funny. I hear all the carrying on going on in the background. It sounds like some people are having some Mai Tais. And I know you're joining us during lunch because it's 12:15 back in the islands or somewhere thereabouts. So I'm glad you could join us during your lunch break. But a funny aside is this morning my wife woke me up and she said, did you hear about the new terrorist attack? And I thought she said Maui. And I said, Maui? What do you mean a terrorist? It was a Mali.
Good thing.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little something going on every day, but, it's like, what, they would hit Maui? What are they doing in Maui? How did they get to Maui? Thank goodness it was Mali, not Maui.
Yes, that's a good thing. Yeah, I tried to find a quiet spot, but it is lunchtime here. People are in bathing suits, even though it's raining.
That's too bad. I'm sure that's nice for you to kind of hang around, but you know, have a Mai Tai on us. You know, you're there. The Department of Labor has to be there too. Is there anything that like stands out? That's, you know, since you're in this great international conference, is there anything that stands out in terms of conversations that you know, some regulators have talked about?
There is, Leonard. There's still talk on those proposed DOL fiduciary rules, and there's discussion about even one more proposed regulations on those, so that there'll be another comment period. You know what Phyllis Borzi, who is the head of that part of the DOL, wants to do is get those regs finalized under the current administration so that those go in force before the new administration comes on board. And with her thought being then it might be harder for them to undo them if that's their desire. So, you know, there's a lot more talk about a little bit of loosening up of those rules because some of them seem a bit too tight and inflexible in terms of actually doing business with both retirement plans and IRAs for financial advisors. But at the same time, it's nice to perhaps review those rules and make sure they're fulfilling the policy that the administration wants.
So where does it look like it's headed? I mean, it's pretty controversial.
Yeah, it's really controversial. I think they're going to get it rammed through, unfortunately. But I'm thinking and I'm hoping that it won't be quite as tight or inflexible as those rules were first proposed, so that, you know, you can give some direction and not be a fiduciary. For example, you could tell a person, hey, you can do an IRA, you can do a rollover from your plan to an IRA, and you might be able to do it here or there and not be a fiduciary just because you're giving them good advice that's somewhat common knowledge.
Okay, I imagine that would affect so many different people with respect to this. And some of the information that I've read in the press on this is that it would consolidate the financial services industry maybe by 50%, and you would have a significant reduction in the ability for people to be able to get what they need, especially the people that need it the most.
Yeah, that would be a very unfortunate consequence. And I think you're right. That's what some people believe would happen if those rules become final as they're proposed to be right now. So, you know, I hope that that's not the case. And I know the groups I belong to in terms of their lobby effort with Congress are working really hard to try to get changes to those letters. So let's hope for the best. But right now, those rules are not final. They're not in force. So the persons like yourself that do give great financial advice can go out and not have to worry about, you know, those traps that might be present.
You know, Stan Hathcock talks about the QLAC inside of IRAs and the notion of having annuities inside of the 401k plans. You know, kind of piggyback on some of the prior conversations that we've had with him. Did any of those conversations come up at all with respect to ERISA?
Not too much, but you bring up a good point. So just so you know, as well as our listeners, that QLAC, its acronym stands for Qualified Longevity Annuity Contract. So in essence, you could buy an annuity within your IRA or qualified plan that will help you not outlive your retirement benefits. And as a matter of course, when we're designing a new plan, we're adding that QLAC opportunity in each plan. So we think it's a great idea. We think it's discretionary at each person's decision. So you're not locked into using a QLAC. You can still do a lump sum or a lump sum direct rollover to an IRA. But this is one more opportunity to for those folks that are fearful of living beyond their retirement monies, this might be a good option.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. It's no more than 25% of the account limited to $125,000. They take a snapshot as of 12/31 to take a look at what the year-end account balance was and add and subtract any contributions or withdrawals to that balance, and that's what you can contribute to it. It's kind of fascinating, really. We also interviewed Dr. Michael Fink, and he was talking about the you know, the benefits of integration of annuities under 70% of stocks. So if you have an asset allocation 70% of less or less in stock allocated towards stocks, then that actually increases the longevity of your portfolio. So this is certainly something I think the government's taking a closer look at in terms of the benefits to consumers across America.
I think you're right. Another part about those that's a curious feature is the QLAC dollars, or the money that's in that contract, are not subject to the required minimum distributions. That somewhat makes a lot of sense, because after all, it is an annuity that's going to pay out, but it might pay out, or start paying out rather, at a later age than those current rules at age 70 and one half.
Yeah, you know, Michael Kaitsis, who we have not had on the show, he's kind of a national guru in terms of finance and financial planning. He just recently came out with an article that discusses that very issue. But his focus was, if you postpone it to age 85, it might not be that good of a deal, because you don't have that much, you know, longevity left. Some people focus on 75 to 80, and that's probably different. But he focused, you know, as far as you can push it out, and that's a totally different story. And then you also have to evaluate health, because if somebody is healthy, then that might be something that's worthwhile. If they're not so healthy, then maybe not quite as worthwhile. So there's a lot of complexity that you have to work with your advisor. And findapfs.org, findapfs.org is a great resource for an advisor at CPA PFS. Anything else, Jay?
No, I just wish you guys a great holiday weekend next weekend. And, you know, to be thankful for all that we have and spend that time with our families.
And it is Thanksgiving, and I'm glad you brought that up, because we will be doing a repeat next Friday for Thanksgiving. Not sure exactly what we'll broadcast, but something cool. You can bet your bottom dollar. Probably that show that you hosted, Scott, because that was, I think, one of our great shows. Or you, Jason. Maybe we'll put them both together.
That would be nice.
We'll pick the best of so people can enjoy it.
Heck, every one of our broadcasts, you can. That's going to be tough. We're going to have to draw straws or something. Jay, it's always a privilege to talk with you. We're looking forward to having you on next month. You are a great guy. Very happy Thanksgiving to you. We'll be back after the break.